contribution is in the mode of ignorance, such charity is not beneficial. Rather, sinful persons are encouraged. Similarly, if a person gives charity to a suitable person, but without respect and without attention, that sort of charity is also said to be in the mode of darkness. Om Bhagavati Nirvanasya Gajana Shalakya Chakshur Militam Vina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Prangam Langvayate Gami Yat Kripatam Vande Shri Guru Dhinatam. So after hearing about the charity, what is proper charity? Out of duty. It was 2 verses ago. And one more thing, you give because you ought to give when you're a Brahma or when you're a Grihastha, you have to give. It's very important, very important. But not only just out of duty, but also without expectation of something in return. Because of course when we select very carefully, wait a minute, if I don't forget his birthday, then for sure he won't forget mine. And he is a rich man, so he may give me a good donation. All these calculations, they are not in the mode of goodness, but they are in the mode of passion, and you expect something in return. Probably the desire for fruitive results, yeah, so that it's like, yeah, later on it will pay off, because he's a very pure soul, so if I give him, then my next life, or later on this life, I get some good benefit. So somebody was telling me, when I was doing parikrama in Vrindavan, don't accept the drinks they offer you. I'm a Vastara Vilochami. Because they steal they will steal the punya of your parikrama. In a very cheap way, they get the benefit of your austerity of walking bare feet 9 kilometers, or if you do the double, even more. So, whether or not that is, maybe there is some state in some Shastra, but there is a bridge pass in some way, and anyway, it is there for some time. So he said that maybe it was him or somebody else, that, well, don't accept these drinks they offer you for free, because actually they are karma kandis, and they want to steal your punya from your parikrama. So they are ill-motivated in a way. They actually come. Although they are giving, they are actually taking. So they give a little bit, but taking a lot. We don't imagine the benefits of a Vajrayana parikrama, or even Vrindavan city parikramas. And especially in the month of Kartik, on Ekadashi, that's what they usually do. So at 2 days in Kartik, so many people out there, it's just like walking on the mare or the Rue Neuve or the Kalverstraat on Saturday afternoon. And that was in Vrindavan because it's Ekadashi Kartik. Especially the last Ekadashi. So it's quite a crowded street in the parikrama. But, and then there's also, it's really like a Kalverstraat because there's so many salesmen. But they give for free. But they are salesmen, according to this version. You know, that they get the punya of your parikrama by offering you some service, some nice drink. They are nice beverages. It looked good. So when somebody wants it, don't take it, don't accept it. Because you lose, actually, by accepting. So, yeah, that was a very clever one. You have to know the Shastra a little bit and be a little bit like long-term vision, because you invest money here to produce and your time to, but you save a lot of austerity and you get so much benefit by feeding all the pilgrims. This is kind of. So this is not what recommendation of the Bhagavad Gita, because if you do this, you expect something in return. So that's in mode of passion. Or if you do it in a begrudging mood, just like, suppose we are doing Sankirtan, isn't it that we're very expert in getting some donation, especially when it's book marathon and we want to win. So then we are very expert in somehow or other making people give a donation. So somebody explained there are 2 mantras, and one is the good heart mantra. You have a good heart. So that's a very popular mantra in Belgium. And So if you praise the book so wonderfully that they feel, wow, he's giving me this priceless book, and I don't have to pay for it, but I'm not going to let him go empty-handed. I will give a good donation. So that is given in which moment? That donation is given in which mode?
What situation?
That donation is given
what,
in which
mode? What situation?
Well, I have praised the book so nicely, and the person is thinking, hey, and he even doesn't charge me. He says, I don't have to pay for the book. So, and then, but I won't let that man be so good. I won't let him go like that. I will give him a fair donation. So, what charity would this be? In which mode?
In the...
Yeah, in goodness. Because he feels a sense of duty. I should give him a donation. Because this book is worth a donation and this person is being very kind to me. And he leaves me free to give or not give a donation. So I can wholeheartedly give a donation. So in this way, we can benefit the person a lot by steering him, if you like to steer, by helping him to give charity in the mode of goodness, because he is convinced that this is a good thing to do, and he feels led free to either give or not give, to accept the book or not accept the book, and so he can give a charity in goodness. It's just one example, right? Of a donation of charity in the mode of goodness. So the verse describes it as without expectation of some return. Yes, at the proper time and place, and to a worthy person, is considered to be in the mode of goodness. So. We, of course, we don't misuse the money. That's another responsibility. We spend it wisely, brahminically. So then they are benefited totally. Then they are offered charity in the mode of goodness. So what is the worst type of charity? Well, that in the mode of ignorance. So as an impure place, as an improper time, to unworthy persons. You see that how chanting Hare Krishna is such an easy process, because you can do it all times, all places, but you see, actually even giving a donation. Suppose you meet a beggar on the street, right, and it's very dirty, maybe there, and you give him a donation there. So it could be like in the mode of ignorance, right? Mm-hmm. He spends it in the wrong way, maybe. I read an article about professional beggars in Holland, Romania, and other, so that they are really, they have a kind of boss, and they are dropped at several places in the city, and then they get just a very fraction of the money. So that's for sure in the mode of ignorance. Okay, so that's about today's verse. Which verse is that? Yeah, 22. So, with proper attention and respect, that will be, when there is no proper attention and respect, so that then it's in the mode of ignorance. So we must be careful about this. Even as devotees, when we offer charity to somebody, not we do it like casually, no. We should do everything but with our heart, in order for it to be in the mode of goodness, and then, yes. So,